In their reinvention, did they restore Bach or bring him out of a kind of century-old obscurity? Because at one point, Leonard Bernstein said, for example, if you wanted to hear Bach, you had to go to some humble little church somewhere in downtown Manhattan. Why was Bach not part of the mainstream all that time?
Well, this is a real controversy in what's called reception history. When Bernstein said what he said about the need to hear Bach in little churches, it was 1957, and Glenn Gould was at the peak of his fame, and you could hear Bach done Gould style on the CBC with some regularity.
Right.
It was
and
an exaggeration.
That was 2 years after the Goldberg, wasn't it? In the 55?
That's right.
Yeah.
The record was a hit, and Bernstein himself heard it. But Bernstein did have a point, which was that Bach was, in many respects, the ultimate musician's musician. He was loved by performers, by composers, by people who were themselves great interpreters, and hadn't really seized the general public. And in my narrative, if you want to put it simply, what recordings did was enabled musicians to take Bach to the individual, ordinary listener in a way that really hadn't happened to such an extent previously.